And now to the business of Hollywood and the Unger Report. This holiday movie season brings a variety of eccentric and controversial themes to the multiplex, and with it some tricky topics to the holiday dinner table. Well, Brian Unger has a plan.
Around this time, my family is busy preparing for Christmas traditions, the gift-giving, the midnight candlelight service, the feast on Christmas Day. These activities all require methodical, logistical, mathematical wardrobe and dietary considerations, just shy of a royal wedding or Super Bowl halftime show. Now, despite the thoroughness of my mother's planning, which begins in August, someone receives a gift they didn't want, someone refuses to venture out into the sub-zero cold to hear a sermon, and someone infects the entire family with a cold virus. Amidst the hurt feelings, inconveniences, and expectorating, there is joy in just being together, trapped inside a house with nowhere to hide. And through the years, no one activity has been more carefully planned than what movie we'll see as a family at Christmas. We pile into several cars and drive to the mall, not because we're seduced by the Hollywood marketing apparatus, but because we're sick of talking to each other and tired of staring at my brother's labradoodle. Bottom line, we require fresh oxygen and a couple of hours of darkness in which nobody speaks. Our silent night. This week, phone calls will be made, emails will circulate. What movie should we all go see this Christmas? Now, my folks have come a long, long way since their undergraduate days at Bob Jones University, BJU, where they met, married, and missed the entire phenomena of the Beatles and Elvis. Proof of that will come this week, as will awkwardness, when my mother asks, "Do you want to see the gay cowboy movie or the one about the Irish transvestite?"
I saw mommy kiss inside a car.
Back in the 50s, the most heretical pop culture my folks confronted, besides Elvis, was Tommy Connor's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. In that 1953 tune, Mommy kisses Santa underneath the mistletoe. She even tickles him underneath his beard, all the while Daddy is asleep upstairs. A generation later, Jake Gyllenhaal is spooning with Heath Ledger under the Wyoming stars. He even tickles him underneath his pants, all the while their wives are asleep, figuratively. Besides Brokeback Mountain, our families and millions like it will debate other movie offerings this holiday: the transvestite-themed Breakfast on Pluto, the transgender-themed Transamerica, the bisexual-themed Dying Gaul, and the In Cold Blood-soaked Capote. These films are consistent with my family's other past viewings at Christmas: Apocalypse Now, Raging Bull, Schindler's List, the DVD of Scarface, and Bad Santa. We've sweated through war, genocide, cocaine trafficking, alcoholism, physical brutality, and sexual assault. Then we go home to turkey salad sandwiches and spiked eggnog. Either there's something wrong with my family and its need to seek out the perverse, violent, and criminal at Christmas, or this time of year, movies tend to challenge convention and explore the forbidden and the taboo. But here's the good news. We've reached a family consensus. It's the gay cowboy movie, and then it's back to the ranch, where Mom sits down at the piano and leads us in God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.